that was one bitchy show. Yes, sirree. Satan's Pilgrims with Hamilton Beach. Before that, we heard the Hollywoods with Vengeance Beach. Jimmy Sims and the Thunderbirds. Twisted on the Beach. Slim, Gelliard, and Slam doing Dancing on the Beach. The Shutdowns with that motor through the whole song. Beach Buggy. And then Yuzo Kamaza doing Black Sand Beach. Beautiful tune. Huevos Rancheros. Beach Blanket Blackout. And I think that's how that whole set started, I think, yeah. Oh, and then, of course, the Famous Monstors. Famous Monstors started that set off with Murder Beach, USA. You listen to Zombo right here in your brain. We had a wonderful afternoon on the beach. And next week at this time, we're going to continue another beach party, all songs about the beach. Then we're going to get into all other facets of summer, sunshine, sun, hot rods, swimwear. All kinds of neat stuff that summer brings. So I want to try and extend and enjoy the seasons musically with you and enjoy them with you on the radio. Gonna wind down today with On the Faraway Beach, Brian Eno, Zombo in Your Brain. Downloads of the show can be had at zomboco.com. And you know I'm gonna remain in your brain. See you next beach. Thank you.
Oh. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They have regular gallery hours every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. That's the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination. For more information, 412-924-0634 or visit them online at irmafreeman.org. Hey there, it's the Mockster here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And for the next half hour, I'm going to showcase music of the band Gear Daddies. That's right, they were formed back in 1984 in Austin, Minnesota. Not Austin, Texas, Austin, Minnesota. They were around 1992, and in that short period of time, they managed to put out two full-length albums, a couple 7-inch singles, and a collection of studio outtakes, live recordings, some B-sides, etc., etc. So I am going to select songs from each and every one of these releases to showcase this band for you for the next half hour, starting with their 1987 debut. It was a 7-inch single on the Gark record label. The A-side was a little ditty called She's Happy.
Well, she's a housewife, and her husband's with the night shift at the plant for 30 years. They got a nice little trailer in a nice little court, and a poodle they love like a child they never had. They go to the VFW club on Friday night. She gets a sludge in fess and some fries from the kitchen. Tips the waitress 50 cents. Has her hair done the same way that she has for 30 years. Some say life's useless, it's born, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. She has a hobby, she paints ceramics and bowls twice a month. She goes dancing with her husband when I can, or to the wrestling matches at the local arena. Some say life's useless, it's fun and still. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. Life's useless, it's fun, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. And nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day. Doesn't cover what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. Sometimes I swear I need a drink. Sometimes I swear to God I just don't stop to think. Yeah, I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight I just feel stupid. I didn't go out planning to get this drunk. I guess my plan to get up and look for work is sunk. And I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. Sometimes I swear I need a drink. And sometimes I swear to God I just don't stop to think. Then I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight I just feel stupid. Drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. Been saving now for over a year. Let's pack the kids, get out of here. We'll leave behind our troubles for a week. Yeah, we'll borrow the pop and some Phyllis and Steve. Just tell the boss I gotta leave. Be the best week of our lives, I can tell. Check out vacation in the desert. Yeah, you'll see the robot world and the water show. Go anywhere you want to go. Circus World, Museum, and Baraboo. We'll play mini golf at the Jellystone. We'll find a city that has a foam. And if the kids want to buy a t-shirt, what the hell? Yes, I dream vacation in the desert. Yeah, and at night when the kids is all asleep, then off to the lounge for a night camp against me. And I know our lives ain't the stuff of dreams, but for one full week we can live like kings and queens. So let's board the dog, lock the door. We'll roll down Interstate 94. Best week of our lives, I can chill. Check our dream vacation in the dill. Dream vacation in the dark. Wanna take our dream vacation.
We are almost midway through a half-hour block of the band Gear Daddies here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in and letting me play you some Gear Daddies here in this half hour. Now, that song was indeed talking about road tripping to Wisconsin Dells. Indeed it was. It's called Dream Vacation. I pulled that off of the 1992 compilation called Can't Have Nothing Nice from Gear Daddies. 1992 actually was the year that the Gear Daddies disbanded as well. Before the Dream Vacation, I went back to their 1988 full-length debut. Now, that came out on Gark Records, much like the single that they first put out. The first full-length was called Let's Go Scare Al, and I played for you Drank So Much, Just Feel Stupid. And then in 1989, actually, that same album was re-released because they got picked up by Polydor Records, and they just reissued that little indie record. And then in 1990, their second album with Polydor, actually technically their first album they recorded for Polydor, but their second full-length album, Billy's Live Bait, was released. And from that, you heard Time Heals. Now, that's a song that was actually written by their drummer, Billy Dankert, and he takes the lead vocals on that. And start off the entire set with She's Happy, which I mentioned came out in 1987 as a 7-inch, and you can also find it on that debut album, Let's Go Scare Al. Now, that Can't Have Nothing Nice was great because it put together a lot of rarities, but I mentioned they put out two 7-inch singles. Their second 7-inch single came out on the Crackpot record label back in 1991, featuring three cover songs: Bette Midler's The Rose, Marty Robbins' White Sport Coats, and then the title track, the A-side, on purple vinyl, Prince.
Well, I guess I should have known by the way you parked your car sideways it wouldn't last. You're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. Well, I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them new. But it was Saturday now, I guess that makes it alright. She said, what have I got to lose? And honey, I said, little red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Little red Corvette, you need a love that's gonna last. I guess I should have closed my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockey that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You said, baby, you got enough gas.
Baby, you got to slow down. You got to slow down. Little red.
my Maria. Hey, don't you know I come along? Days hard for stealing cigarettes. So how's a man supposed to tell his children that? I swear to God I tried, but I just don't think I fit. Daddy always said everything I touched it turned to shit. So I'm sitting downtown crying neath the statue of Jesus. Downtown crying neath the statue of Jesus. Sitting downtown crying neath the statue of Jesus.
From their Let's Go Scare Al album, that is Gear Daddies with Statue of Jesus here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before Statue of Jesus, that was Gear Daddies doing their cover of the D.W. Stevenson 1973 hit, My Maria. Now that song originally could be found on a promotional EP that was released basically as a B-side to the single Color of Her Eyes from Billy's Live Bates, but eventually it did find its way onto that 1992 compilation, Can't Have Nothing Nice. Hey, speaking of Billy's Live Bates, Stupid Boy came from that, which was the song before My Maria, and I started off, speaking of covers, how about that? I started off the entire set with a band from Minnesota doing a cover of an artist from Minnesota, and that was Gear Daddies and the Prince cover, Little Red Corvette. I got one more song to wrap up this entire half hour of Gear Daddies. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's probably their biggest song, and it was actually a hidden track on the Billy's Live Bait album. You can find it in, I think, the second Mighty Ducks album from 1994 featured it. It's Zamboni.
Well, I went down to the local arena, asked to see the manager man. He came from his office, said, son, can I help you? Looked at him and said, yes, you can. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yes, I do. Now, ever since I was young, it's been my dream that I might drive the Zamboni machine. I get that I was just as thick as could be, and all the kids would look up to me. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yes, I do.
That has been a half hour of the band Gear Daddies here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. Thanks for listening.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Thank you. chicken, whistle fox, you can